Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from the Sitka Summer Music Festival, Zuul Bailey, Artistic Director, and Melissa Kraut, Master Teacher at this summer's Cello Seminar. We're going to talk about the Cello Seminar, which is a brainchild of you, Melissa, and you, Zuul. And we're going to talk about the music festival in a little more global sense as well. So welcome to Morning Edition, both
of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start off by talking about the Cello Seminar, because today there's a master class that will be open to the public. And there's going to be the Cellobration performance on Tuesday at 7:30, also open to the public. So this was, you know, your brainchild. Tell us a bit about what it is and how it came into being.
In 2008, I was teaching at the Metamont School of Music in upstate New York, and we had a guest artist arrive for the week, who was Zuul Bailey. And he and I connected and became great friends and colleagues. And we talked about our dreams to create the perfect learning environment for young, budding artists.
And what would that perfect learning environment look like?
Well, it happens to be look like Sitka. And the fact is, I didn't know that Sitka was an option. We basically created the perfect scenario, but we didn't have the perfect environment to place it in. A safe environment, a community that embraced the arts, that gave people trust and strength, and with the beauty to be inspired outside of course, the actual music making itself. And in the 8 months after this conversation, this very deep conversation that went over a period of about a week, I called her and I said, I found the missing piece, and it's Sitka, Alaska. And so we're in our third year right now. It took that many years to get everything ready and all the pieces ready, with the 40th anniversary. And the in 2012 was my first year as artistic director of the festival itself, for then to put into place the educational component that the festival has been looking for to go to the future, and also the fact that we incorporated Stevenson Hall, which was, of course, again, it's fate, all of this coming together. And third year, 3 weeks. We are this summer. We are in the second week right now. 11 cellists from all over the world. We had more applicants this year than ever. Our level through and through is off the charts of the talent of the students. And also what I love about it, and I haven't even discussed this with Melissa, but people, the word is already out what this does to people coming to Sitka and studying with Melissa and myself, and what we expect of them. And so they're almost sort of ready to be shaken and woken up before they get here, because that's one of our missions, is to bridge the gap between being a wonderful performer musician to being a wonderful community how do you say it, Melissa?
Engaged with your community and really an ambassador of the arts to your community.
And taking responsibility for being that person also, a missionary. It's not just about the concerts. It's what music does, the power of music in a community, bringing people together and inspiring them both socially and personally.
So, Melissa, tell us a bit about the students who are here this year for this third Cello Seminar.
We have 11 students. They come from all over the U.S. and the world. We have a student here from Bahrain, one who's from Latvia but studies in London, a young lady from Peru. We have students who study at New England Conservatory, Cleveland Institute of Music, Bard College, Juilliard, Boston University.
Basically, it's
all over. And what's so amazing to me is that we have done very little advertising. They are hearing about this from the kids who have been here before.
That's right.
And they are clamoring to get in and to be here in this environment, because it really is changing lives.
It seems like a really unique opportunity. When I believe that, when you are a musician and you're a student, and at some point you find yourself with a choice about how are you going to be in the world, how are you going to practice your music and explore music, you can either focus exclusively on concerts, you can also perhaps think about what does it mean to be a community member at the same time.
Well, I think what's so unique about it is that, number one, they're living with us, and mm-hmm. they see us day in and day out, and they see what our lives look like, not just as musicians, but as parents and as friends and as community members. And also because Zuul and I have different careers and our careers have taken different paths, they see that it's not just one-dimensional, But you can do many, many different things, and you can be effective in many different ways.
And I think that when you're a student, you kind of look at a one-dimensional career, one-dimensional life. And what she just eloquently described is that it is a life in music, and it has so many facets that most people didn't or don't realize. And so this is, you know, breaking the egg wide open. So when they leave here, they go, you know, the options are unlimited.
Well, let's talk a bit about the masterclass today. That's from 2 to 4. It's at Stevenson Hall, which is now the location for the Sitka Summer Music Festival. This is the building the festival acquired, where you're living and breathing music right in that building every day.
Right. The idea of a masterclass is basically an open lesson. And so the lessons learned and will be... We will go into the music, but the people in the audience will also be a part of the equation. It's not like a surgery that's usually when you have a private lesson. So it's a unique experience for all, kind of a forum in a way. We have these every week, and today is mine. So I'll be running this one today, and there'll be three or four students performing for me. We'll talk about the piece. The students will learn how to present the piece both behind the scenes of the piece verbally as well as musically. And we'll tear it apart, put it back together, and then we'll move on to the next person. But the audience will be also involved.
There will be another one on the 17th, also at 2 to 4, which I will be teaching. I also look at a masterclass as the step between the lesson and the stage.
That's right.
And then celebration performance next Tuesday, 7:30 at the Odessa Theater. Talk about that.
If you've never heard 13 cellists play together, you should attend. It's an amazing showcase. Not just of sound and expression, but also of who we are and who we've become since we've been on the island. You'll get to know a little bit about the students. They'll talk to the audience. They'll tell who they are and why they're here. We will perform solos, quartets, massive ensembles.
What's also interesting about this year in particular is that this is kind of a... when the butterfly comes out of the cocoon, the celebration, because everyone is thrilled to unveil their new selves and where they've come. Last time we did it at the very end. This time we're doing it four days before the very end. So people can actually, now that they do this, they can walk down the street and talk to people and have 4 or 5 days after that to continue to bring the community together as these new people.
Let's talk briefly, can we, about Stevenson Hall and how important this is to your mission for community-grounded music.
Thank you. It's a miracle that we were able to obtain Stevenson Hall. We are actually we're starting a new capital campaign. We started it a few weeks ago to raise funds to refurbish the whole building to get it ready for a year-round presence in all of Alaska. So this is just one piece of the big puzzle that is going to affect not only Sitka for the next half century, but all of Alaska included, which means we're going to have suites and temperature-controlled building for these instruments, and we'll have residencies, other seminars. The sky's the limit, and literally we're in the 11th hour before unveiling this in a season where the new building will be opened up, and that means it won't be just during the summer.
It should be worth noting that Stevenson Hall is on the historic Sheldon Jackson campus, the Sitka Fine Arts campus. It's an historic building.
Absolutely.
What else would you like to mention in these last couple of minutes?
Just how wonderfully we've been embraced by the community in our third year. They know we're here now. The first year, I don't know if everyone knew what this was about, but now we're meeting people. I've been with the kids to the Rotary, to the Chamber of Commerce, Pioneer Home, and people are coming up and saying, oh, I heard you in your concert last year. I heard you play here. They're feeling the kids are feeling embraced by the community, and it's enabling them to open up in a way that I don't think they get to anywhere else.
And I didn't tell her, but even in the airports in Ketchikan and Juneau and Seattle, everyone knew what was happening in Sitka with the cello seminar.
Well, that's really exciting. And I just have one more question. Melissa, I'd like to hear from you how this experience, seeing your vision, your and Zuhl's vision realized and constantly evolving, how is this impacting you?
Oh, this is a dream come true. I said it yesterday at the Chamber of Commerce. If you've ever had a dream and watched it become a reality, it's a pinch me moment. This is how has it affected me? I feel more centered and at peace.
Zuhl, same question for you.
As I came up through the ranks of things, I kept wishing for things to be different. and to be able to actually reverse it and give back and actually fill in all the blanks for another whole generation of things that I wished that were provided for me and my colleagues growing up, to see that actually happen and see how when you follow your heart, wonderful things happen, is quite a thrill ride. And we talk about it daily, literally. Can you believe this is happening? And look what's happening to the kids. They're literally smiling and walking around and being together and being a part of the community. And
miraculous transformations.
In all of us.
Well, both of you, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Zuhal Bailey and Melissa Kraut, Sitka Cello Seminar Masterclasses today, 2 to 4 p.m. at Stevenson Hall, and then Cellobration 7:30 next Tuesday at the Odessa Theater.